All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get into Cheap Heat. And full disclosure, we did Cheap Heat yesterday early because I have a lot going on. I have to go to Bristol today. And then, of course, yesterday afternoon, the news broke that Roman Reigns is suspended 30 days for violating the WWE's wellness policy. And now, of course, there's a lot of conversation about what this means, what he may have done, how this will affect the storyline moving forward. So I just wanted to address really quickly. I would be shocked if Roman Reigns was knowingly doing something to enhance his body and hoping to not get caught. Like it would just be he's not a stupid guy. And that would just be crazy. I mean, at this moment, I'm trying to think of a time when someone who is as big and in as important a career moment as he is in had a wellness violation. I mean, Randy Orton has had them before at pivotal times, but I don't know if it was as pivotal as this moment is for Roman Reigns. Now, there are rumors out there that the WWE knew of all of this before Monday Night Raw. And, of course, Raw ends with us finding out that at Battleground, we're going to have a triple threat with the Shield. But it begs the question, did they know it before Sunday? And is that part of the impetus as to why the title was put on Dean Ambrose? I mean, logic would tell you, no, this is where they were going to go anyway. But, you know, again, it's a great reminder of why they're getting, and we'll get into this more later in the show, but it's a great reminder of why they're getting right to this Shield feud right now. Even if it's not what I loved at the pay-per-view, it makes sense. Just because you never know what's going to happen. So you got to take advantage when you have active people on the roster. So everyone's been waiting to see the Shield. Instead of waiting and saying, oh, maybe it'll be WrestleMania, maybe it'll be next WrestleMania, which I would have loved, maybe it makes the most sense because you never know what variables are going to be there. But the really interesting thing is what did he know? What did he do that led to it? And then how will they use him? Because he will be back before Battleground. Okay, I almost keep calling it bragging rights. It's so hard to not confuse random old bad WWE pay-per-view names. But it's interesting to think about, will they still include him? Will they draw attention to this? And also, I mean, you know, for me, who's been begging for this guy to just be a heel already because of that's what he appears to be, I mean, what's more heelish than a wellness violation? So, you know, there's a chance I would consider using it in some way, but I highly doubt they will. This does not seem to be the kind of thing that you would ever want to highlight. So anyways, it's a weird story. He obviously could still show up at the pay-per-view. They could decide to pull him out of it, the storyline before then. Who knows? I don't know exactly how they'll do it. So, of course, a lot of people were tweeting me that it's funny that he gets the same amount of time that Titus O'Neil got less, sorry, for touching Vince McMahon. But, you know, this is his first offense of this policy, and that's how it goes. I mean, there's no policy on touching Vince McMahon. Other real quick story that I saw today about Paige. I did not see this earlier. Speculation that Paige was arrested in Las Vegas on Sunday night after the pay-per-view due to an incident with Alberto Del Rio's. Handcuffed Paige led into an ambulance. Very, very odd. That does appear to be Paige. Now, of course, she was at Raw on Monday night. So maybe everything's all right, but here's an update. Supposedly, the Las Vegas Metro Police Department has confirmed that there was an unrelated incident late Sunday night where they received a call about a woman behaving erratically. A woman was reportedly running through traffic, and they responded to the call. She was detained and taken to a local hospital by ambulance for medical evaluation. The woman was soon released after her evaluation. So hopefully everything's okay with Paige. Weird story, but she turned out fine. It was at Raw on Monday. So, anyways, my prediction is, Juanito, you're Mexican. You understand.
What?
Can Mexican dudes really get women upset?
All the time. I do all the time.
I've seen you actually get women really mad. So maybe he just did something that had her really mad and storming around the streets of Las Vegas. She looked like she'd lost her mind, and that was a situation.
I mean, I base it on facts.
Everything you say is based on fact. So anyways, let's not waste any time. We have a nice full episode to get into, completely unrelated to this news of Roman Reigns. So we'll pick it up right now. Stack Eye Greg, immediately off to a bad start. I mean, come on.
Not even a note sheet. Not even a note sheet.
Hold on. Is that the way we're going to start this episode?
I mean, you just come in now. You wear your suit. You're a big lawyer. You know, we're working on Greg the Virgin t-shirts, and now the work is just thrown. Last week, well, we won't tell you what we were doing, but we're doing big things for television, and now all of a sudden, just the stats. Where are the stats?
I am offended that this is the note. I knew you were going to come out with the hate. You couldn't just start the episode and say, Greg, last week, you made a monumental prediction on this show.
You didn't make a monumental prediction.
And I was very skeptical.
No.
You were right.
No. I was never skeptical. I didn't want what happened to happen. You made a...
Bold.
No.
Bold.
You're lying. You don't think that was a bold prediction.
Bold prediction. No. With so many people going in the direction of Kevin Owens, yourself included.
Yeah, but that's because I was wishful. I'm just an ignorant mark who hopes they're going to do the right thing, not rush to the payoff instantly. No. In all seriousness, it was a nice pick, but don't you think a lot of people had the same pick?
I'm not sure.
Come on. You think that you had a moment when that happened, you went, aha!
Well, here's
Dean
the thing.
Ambrose!
Here's the thing. Not only did I pick Dean Ambrose, but I called the whole setup.
That's the point of the cash-in!
He could have held it. People would have hated to see him hold it for
Hold on. That's a good point. You said
Dean Ambrose, then I said a Rollins victory, then I said he was going to cash in on Rollins.
Now, listen, that is...
That night.
That is a... Where would you rank this among good picks?
I mean, in the history of our competition with these predictions.
Well, that's because
it shoots to the top.
No, it might, because I don't think it had multiple steps to it.
Right.
But I'm saying compared to there are other things. Let me put it this way. It was a very nice pick. I don't think it was. Let me put it this way. If there was a national poll being done,
right,
I would have said probably 35% of people would have said. No, 60 would have said Dean wins Money in the Bank.
Right, but then
and then maybe only 30% would say he would cash in that night. And then whether it's Rollins, you guessing Rollins is a nice get. That's the only real hard thing right there.
I'm sorry.
I'll take it.
I went from no credit from
to some credit.
So there you go. I'll take that.
No, Dean was not.
I'll take that.
When I picked Kevin Owens, in my mind I'm going, it's going to be Dean Ambrose. I want it to be Kevin Owens.
Right.
The Seth one... is just a good pick. Like, I didn't think that they... I still don't know why they did that. I mean, I don't even know if I understand it. It was a good, interesting pick. I'm not sure I understand why you bother having Seth get it, then lose it.
Well, this was my rationale when I went with that, right? Because Roman is, despite how he treats the fans and how the fans react to him, he's still the face in the feud. And Dean is a face. So you wouldn't have him cash in on the face.
Yeah, you're right.
Pass it off to a heel.
And then it goes.
And this is like we were talking about transitional champions last week. Just pass it off to a heel for a quick second.
Literally a quick second, though.
Yeah, so it can move between faces.
I mean, you thought it was a quick second, and some of the other ones we talked about. You know, you talk about Iron Sheik being a quick second.
Right.
That was a quick second.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm confused as to why they're continuing to fully treat Roman, not fully, but like 80% treat Roman as babyface. Like, it's just a weird thing, right? Like, his walk is heel. Everything about him physically right now
the
is heel.
The trash talk in the ring now is even like...
Like, during the matches?
Yeah.
And the only thing that's not heel is when he comes out there and says, like, it wasn't my night, because it was your night. And I'm like, bro, that's not going to pop the crowd. They're going to boo. They're going to boo
yeah,
that.
They do.
I don't know if you're trying to establish it for down the road. I just... can't quite tell, because what I don't like about it is they have this moment. They pointed out, they're like, Seth Rollins has never lost the title, you know, once he won it back. They're like, he's a two-time champion, but he's never lost the title. He had to vacate it. 10 seconds later, loses the title. Now you can never say it again. He would have had this claim of, I'm the purest champion here.
Yeah, undisputed.
And now, I guess he can still argue that Dean hit him with his briefcase, but still, I don't know. I think there's something that would have been more interesting about him cashing in on Roman, and that you really would have it would have made Roman the all out heel of it, because everyone would have cheered for Dean. Everyone's already cheering for Seth. I think the percentage of people cheering for Roman now is like, it's lower than a Cena percentage. It's like a 30%.
But Roman winning clean over Rollins would have it would have taken Rollins out of the equation.
Good point. Well, and that's the thing.
Roman still has his like championship rematch claim, so he can.
And he had to win clean because they're treating him like a babyface.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have won it cheating.
Yep.
Even though Seth didn't win it cheating.
No, but I mean, Seth needed that too.
Seth hit two. Whatchamacallits?
Pedigrees,
and wins the match. But you're right. I mean, I guess for Dean to get it, then Seth would have had to take just a clean loss straight up. You can debate it how you want it. We knew we would get this. I was on a text message the other day, and you know, people made the point that in the WWE these days, you never know what's going to happen. So you don't want to sit there and wait to be like, we'll get the perfect moment to have the triple threat. You may never get it. Right? You may never get the Daniel Bryan moment you thought you were going to get. So I get why they're saying, hey, you know what? Triple threat at SummerSlam. Let's get it done. We're going. Yeah, they're healthy. Let's have it now. Obviously, for me, you know, my ideal way that this was going to happen was that so much time was going to pass between them being the Shield that when they had that moment in like a Royal Rumble or whatever it was, and you look around and you see the three of them, that everyone goes, oh, the Shield is back, and they have that moment. Literally, it's so in our memory that like it's instantaneous, but I get it.
I feel like they had a moment like that too, and it was kind of wasted.
Oh yeah, it was. The first one? It was.
When they put Randy Orton, I think it was, through that table.
Yeah, that was, and they just got together for 1 second and it didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Now, I can't say that I watched the pay-per-view and Raw hoping to like Dean, because I think that would be a lie. I think it's 50-50. I think part of me was just expecting to feel the way I already felt and reinforce the fact that I've already been hating on it. And then part of me was open to the idea of being wrong. And it's not really an issue of wrong or right, because like I'm just not a Dean guy. I realize that I am just not a Dean guy. I'm not, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not saying I never will be. My wife seems to like him. My friend Scotty Beam was watching the show last night somehow. She was like, I like Dean Ambrose. These are just like kind of random objective people.
Right.
They're like, I like him.
To be fair, I mean, I'm with you on Dean, but I like I said a few weeks ago, I think he needed to be injected into that storyline between Seth and Roman somehow, because I feel like the three of them need each other. He needs those two the most, but the three of them still need each other.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of feel like Seth needs no one. And I think Roman's close to not needing anyone, especially if they would just own him being a heel. But you're right. I mean, they benefit. They all benefit from each other. But, you know, listen, I really enjoyed the ladder match. Being super nitpicky, I do think it was the slowest release of the briefcase I've ever seen from Dean Ambrose.
From anyone.
The entire match, you have to rush because you never know who's there. But when Dean decided he won, he spent 19 seconds unhooking the goddamn briefcase. Take the briefcase off! What if someone comes back? But anyways, gets the win. Okay. Cashes in. The cash-in was handled fine, I thought, considering they've kind of botched that before. I thought the cash-in was handled just fine. But then, like, the second he won, like, the way he strutted around in the ring and was, like, shaking and stuff, I was just like, it's not for me. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not. I don't want to say someone's bad or, you know, I think physically he's fine in the ring. It just does not appeal to me. I don't find it charismatic. I find it forced. And, of course, everyone's like, well, it popped the crowd. Oh, really? You don't say. At Money in the Bank, a cash in at Money in the Bank, same night, popped the crowd with the guy who's been the most consistent babyface, the only true babyface in the Shield. That popped the crowd. Of course it popped the crowd. And it popped them on Monday pretty well.
Yeah.
The question we're going to see is what happens
how
in the next few weeks.
How consistent is that going to be?
That's what we're going to watch. Let's see how this plays out up until SummerSlam. Because I'm guessing he'll carry the title till SummerSlam. Unless, of course, they sense before Battleground that like it's really in the toilet for some reason.
Yeah, but that would be crazy if they do that before Battleground and like reset somehow. because Battleground is only in a few weeks.
And they already switched the title twice on Sunday.
Yes, that I don't see them.
So I'm guessing
I see him going to SummerSlam.
So my guess is he does. And then yesterday, even the whole thing where he shows up in the car like that, it didn't have a big moment feel at all to me. He gets out. The joke is that he forgets the title in the back seat. I'm like, that doesn't do anything to add to my. I already don't think he's worthy of the title, and then you just forgot it in the back seat of the cab. You're pulling up in a cab. I don't know. I don't know what it is about the character that's missing something. It's just some tweak that I'm not quite all the way there for yet. Now, as far as the Money in the Bank goes, of course, my viewing experience of it was weird because I was watching the basketball game. Right. I had it on. Then I would like come back to it. Then some I watched afterwards. So I was disjointed a little bit throughout the entire thing. Like, I have nothing to say about the Apollo Crews Sheamus match. Who even won that match?
Apollo Crews.
Apollo Crews went over. Yeah. Well, was it a good match?
I think so.
Do you think it was useful for Apollo Crews?
Yes and no, because I feel like one of the criticisms people have, and I can see this too, is that he doesn't sell much after the match. So
like being worn out or hurt?
Yeah. And that match was really physical, and he got to showcase his abilities. And I think he and Sheamus have good in-ring chemistry, but at the same time, he reverted kind of right back to that, like being smiley and happy after his victory. But I think the match itself was a really good match.
Agreed. Even though I didn't see it. So, yeah, I do agree with that previously that I never felt like after the match I sensed anything. And we said the same thing about when he got beat up backstage.
Yeah.
And when he came out to the ring, he looked the exact same. So, but I didn't see any of that, so I really can't comment on it.
Did you see the Rusev Titus?
Yes. And I love the Rusev screaming at his children. It made me think they really do want something to happen here with Titus.
I hope so, because
last night they continued it more, you know, and it seemed like the crowd reacted a little bit more last night than previously.
Right. And Titus went over last night.
And then Titus went over. Against who?
Well, like, he came and he beat down Rusev and he was...
Went over in that sense.
Yeah.
He stood tall.
Yeah.
He didn't go over. It ended with Rusev running.
Right.
I got to tell you, though, Rusev's awesome.
Yeah.
Rusev is like, I'm really... He's getting into his zone. Like, he... In ring, he's great. Like, his body type is unique and awesome, and I've never really seen it before. Like, Rusev's really good.
Yeah, he's super athletic, and like you said, his interaction with people, like his verbal interactions with people, is flawless.
And like, he don't get me wrong, of course I've had my complaints about him and Lana on social media and stuff. I think that's the kind of character you do really have to keep close to the vest as best you can. It's kind of silly to just be like, I'm not even this guy at all. Like, you know, but besides that, when it comes to his actual work,
yeah,
he's really, really good. So, and Titus could really benefit if they allow it to grow somehow. But it's hard to imagine any scenario that ends with Titus going over.
Well, see, this is the thing, right? Like,
because Rusev never loses.
And I agree with you, except they brought his kids into it. And like you said, they seem to be using that as his motivation now. You know, he attacked Rusev for attacking his family. So it's like, if he doesn't walk away with the championship
Booker T had a lot of motivation against Triple H.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm not getting my hopes up. But the hard part is, you really going to have Rusev lose to Titus? I mean, he didn't lose to Mark Henry, Big Show. Didn't he get the best of Cena?
I think he beat Cena once and then Cena came back.
And won once or twice. Either way, he split matches with Cena. That's the only person he really split matches with. He beats everyone else. So it's tough for me to picture Titus being that guy, but it would be cool. It would be cool. And it does seem like they are trying to make amends for the sort of unjust suspension of Titus O'Neil. I mean, no matter how it goes, he's been getting a hell of a lot of TV time.
Yeah.
For what he'd been, you know, he's basically, they are now picking up from where he was. They're making him a nice big part of the roster. When do you think we're going to see the Darren Young thing turn into something?
I don't know. Every week I think it's the time. And then maybe after the brand split, maybe he gets drafted. And then he debuts on SmackDown.
It'll be like, you know what? That's probably what it'll be.
Or like, yeah, that's probably, I don't know.
Actually, hold on. I got something for you. According to my calculus. July 4th is a Monday. Maybe they trot them out on July 4th.
Oh.
A little patriotic.
Yeah.
Darren Young, Bob Backlund thing. It's a wacky thing. I do enjoy the wackiness.
I want to see where it goes, though, with Coach Backlund.
I know. I'm telling you,
What's his theme music going to be like?
I don't know. Something patriotic? My favorite thing would be if Backlund was completely unaware of him being gay and kept saying things about women, and Darren Young always gives a look gives a look to the camera like he doesn't know. I think that would be the funniest thing.
They're never going to go there.
They would never go there. But that's the thing. That, honestly, that would actually be, in my opinion, being actually progressive. Right? We're like...
Actually acknowledging...
Yeah, you don't ignore the... It was a huge story.
Yeah.
You can't ignore the story. It became a TMZ huge big deal that Darren Young's a gay man in America and he's out. It's a big deal and it's awesome. So I would love the idea of Backlund being an old guy who's unaware of it and him just giving the wink to camera of like, this guy doesn't know anything. But anyways, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Back to the pay-per-view real quick. Man, they took some awesome spots with those ladders and Money in the Bank that are painful to watch.
They always
Those backs to the ladder. I don't understand how people do that. I really don't.
And Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, like watching those two in a ladder match, I love it, but it's scary at the same time because it's like they always manage to go so balls to the wall. And like,
I know.
It's like, yo, are they real? Like, this is your best friend, and that's how you show love to your best friend. Like, you throw him into a ladder as hard as you can.
Sami Zayn's pretty tough for a newsie. What is the little running thing he does when he comes out? It's like a little half dance. He looks like you doing your boy is mind dance.
Oh, come on. I pull it off a little bit better than this.
You do. I should never disrespect.
Yeah,
I should never, ever disrespect what I just said. Okay, so what are the other takeaways that we have?
How'd you feel about the AJ Styles, John Cena?
AJ Styles, John Cena. I mean, nice match. Fine with the ending. I got no problem with any of that. I sort of like how it then carried into Monday, the whole apology thing. I wasn't mad at that, except for, you know, Andrew Goldstein instantly sent me a text message like, dude, why is JBL mad at the heel
for doing
something heelish?
Yeah.
I don't understand. You know, that's when I tweeted. I was like, it's either he's the worst commentator of all time or he's just being led a direction I don't understand. I recognized.
I had the same thought.
When it happened?
With JBL, because it's like.
Why are you disappointed in AJ Styles? Everything AJ Styles does is good. Yeah. If you're a heel. And I know that we're a little bit past the era of traditional heels and baby faces. I don't think that extends to commentary. I think that really tells the story.
Yep.
That means there can certainly be some characters who blur the line and both respect them. But that's not what's happening with AJ. AJ has become an all-out heel. He had a heel turn, okay?
Right.
He attacked the biggest babyface in the company and destroyed him.
And
then he cheated to win a match, and he's pretending as if he didn't have anything to do with it. That is something that Bobby the Brain Heenan would love.
Especially over somebody like Cena, too. Like, because that's the other thing JBL does is he gives Cena too much respect as a heel announcer. You know what I mean? Like, this big match, John, and everything like that. Like,
it doesn't make sense. It should everything, AJBL, everything you do should be WWBHD. What would Bobby Heenan do?
Yep.
That's what you should always be thinking. And Bobby Heenan would be saying in that match that AJ had every right to do what he did. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, he didn't know what Cena was capable of. He's just protecting himself. It doesn't make sense that you would just be like, oh, why would you do that? It was weird.
You robbed the WWE universe.
Sometimes I just wish that they would let Byron Saxton do commentary by himself. Is that a bad sign?
That is. You don't mean that.
I don't mean that. But I don't know. I mean, Cole has been rendered this like weird. He's now just like a shill, right? Who's there for advertising purposes and to set things up in the cheesiest, most over-the-top way possible. Then you have JBL who doesn't know what the hell he is.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Byron's not going to win an Emmy Award either, but at least he doesn't irritate me. I know what he is. He's the young babyface guy who's just there having fun. And I get it. He's excited about the matches. Cole is kind of the same thing. Again, I don't understand why they're both there. Can you explain to me the role of both Cole and Byron Saxton?
I cannot. it's redundant.
Is
they
there going to be?
Say, they even say some of the same thing. Like they repeat each other.
Sometimes. Oh no! Sometimes so, like, it's the worst. That is like in radio when that happens, and it's a crutch that you can get into in radio. Ebro and I do it sometimes, where one says something, and it's like yeah, and you just say it again. It's terrible. You can't do that all the time. Do you think we will? I absolutely believe. This is wishful thinking, but I absolutely believe that with the draft, which we've learned this week, of course, we started a little bit weird. We didn't start with news. It will be a live draft on the first live SmackDown. I believe we will see commentators shuffled.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that.
Okay.
What do you have for me? Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, also in outside news. He's finished.
He's suspended indefinitely. So they have to shuffle some commentators for SmackDown now, right? Like, who do they have? They have Moro and...
Who's the other? Who else?
It was Jerry the King. It was Moro and Jerry.
That's it, right?
I think so. Hold on, I have to check that. But I'm pretty sure.
Who did SmackDown last week? Had it already? It hadn't happened.
It hadn't happened yet. Yeah, it was taped, and then it came out.
So today we'll find out. Today we'll find out what they did, or this week we'll find out Thursday what they do without Jerry Lawler, who was in a domestic violence situation where it sounds like him and his girlfriend fought each other,
and there was a gun involved,
and there was what the hell is that, dude? What are you doing?
I don't know.
What? How the hell does that happen? I know Booze was involved, it sounds like. But like, how do people not see situations? I don't mean to judge. And we all have relationship issues. But how do people not see something like that happening? Yeah. And you're going so far to the point now that you guys are going to have to go to police and report on each other. And there's no really going back. You can't really walk back from this.
No. Especially like when, like you said.
Can they both drop charges if they want?
Well, I mean,
not if a gun was involved.
No, I don't think so. Because I mean, I don't know the laws down there, but yeah, like you said, a gun was involved. So
if someone threatened to use a gun, and someone
either way,
else.
The police are investigating that. Like even if they say like the domestic dispute is whatever, they investigating that. And this was just his girlfriend. This wasn't his wife. So if it goes the criminal route, they can subpoena her to testify against him, unless they get married. But then that just looks shady.
So, to make a long story short, there will be some shuffling that happens there.
Yeah.
There's no question.
It's Moro, Jerry, and Byron. So, Byron's pulling double duty on Raw and SmackDown.
But this week? Always. He's been doing both.
January
so, that's 7th. That's my point.
So, they're going to put him on one. They have to.
He has to. They've been preparing him for this.
Yeah.
But here's the weird part. Moro is inherently there to be play-by-play. Right? You got a UFC play-by-play, an MMA play-by-play guy. So you have the feel of real combat sports play-by-play.
You think they move him to Raw?
Hold on. If you move him to Raw, here's the problem. Everyone but JBL is play-by-play. Because is Byron going to be color? That's boring color. No offense. I think Byron's talented, right? But he's not an ex-wrestler, right? Color is generally someone who's like real, is a character or an ex-wrestler in some way. Not just a guy who's like a nice dude. That's your color? That's my point of I don't know what he does on Raw. Because you're right. I think Moro going to Raw is a possibility. I mean, it's probably time to start moving Cole to SmackDown.
Yeah.
And start building to go a new direction.
What
it's
about
been a
Corey
long
Graves?
Time.
You think they bring him up from NXT?
Now, Corey Graves can do color. He's an ex-wrestler.
And he's great on the mic.
But then, okay, again, if you bring Corey Graves up, now you still have five different people. There's still going to end up a situation where you have too many just random babyface play-by-play guys. Because I don't think Byron Saxon's capable of just doing color. Maybe that's what they're going to do. Or maybe they swap and Byron Saxton, you know what they do? Because Graves has a really big role on NXT.
Yeah.
Maybe they swap Saxton down to there. Let him go to NXT where he can really be the dude. And they bring Graves up as color for Moro on SmackDown. And then you keep Cole and...
I would like that. I'd like Graves and Moro together.
I think that could be
whether
good.
Whether it's on SmackDown or Raw, I think those two together.
That could be really good. All right, so we'll see. But there has to be some sort of change. And I'm telling
especially with the King out.
I don't understand what's happening and why JBL just chooses to root against heels. I just don't understand it. I'm sorry. I feel like always obligated to pick. I'm not a professional. But you know what I am? A professional broadcaster. It doesn't make sense.
And so, especially for John Cena, too. John Cena took your championship, JBL. Like the his longest running reign that he loves to talk about. John Cena ended that.
No, he's got no problem with that now.
Yeah.
It's a big match, John.
Yeah. Nothing but respect for John Cena.
Let's see. All right, so what do you think of the Natty heel turn on Sunday?
I'm not sure where that's gonna go. So I'm gonna hold judgment on that. When it happened though, I was immediately thinking like, I hope she doesn't join Charlotte because that would just be
stupid.
Like that, and it looks like she's not.
How do you feel about the fact that I decided last night after looking at her makeup that Dana Brooke is Luna Vashana Jace?
I disagree. She needs like the shaved head.
But she does have the weird whitened face and like stringy blonde hair thing to a T.
True. But if she goes straight shaved head with like the crazy makeup, then you can say that.
All right, thank you. I liked the Natty heel turn, but I'm guessing she ends up just getting buried with it. Although it's a good spot for Becky to get more shine.
Yeah, but I mean, how many? I don't know. Where's the place for Natty as a heel woman on the roster if she's not going to go after the women's championship?
The only spot is for stuff like this, like feuding with Becky, who's not in the title picture, having just another good heel for people to work with. Okay. Because who else is there?
How much time?
Naomi was a heel, but man, Naomi hasn't been on TV at all.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen her anywhere for a little bit. Nikki's still out with her neck injury for a little while, right?
Yeah, Nikki will be out for a little while. See, she seems close though. She does seem close. And then last night, moving forward to what the women did on Monday, first of all, God, I sound like such a hater. I feel bad.
You were right about Dana Brooke though.
Well, did you see last night when she was unable?
The foot on the rope.
How many times in your life watching wrestling? Here's my question. How many times in your life watching wrestling have you seen someone had to cheat by putting their foot on the rope?
Many times, yeah.
How many times have you seen them drop the foot? Hashtag drop the foot. Hashtag don't drop the foot.
I've never seen that. And she did it in plain view of the ref. It's just like...
Oh, the ref was just watching her.
Yeah.
Just watching. It made no...
Come on.
Nope. That is not a thing that made sense. I did not understand it.
Yeah.
That really bothered me. I was like, man, she's not ready for the spot. She just doesn't seem like she's quite ready yet.
And it's... I'll say this. At the time when they called her up, I felt like she could potentially fill that role. But, I mean, just after watching week after week and not having my faith rewarded, I think I'm gonna join you on the Dana Brooke backs to NXT train.
I didn't say that. I'm not trying to impact her pockets. I'm just saying...
No, they can still pay her what she's getting paid now and have her down there just polishing up or have her doing both. But something's, I don't know. It's not all there.
Now here's the question I have for you. Sasha comes back instantly into action, right? Why was she gone?
She got a concussion a little while ago.
But I don't think she did.
I didn't see the footage, but so apparently like a ref...
Not a lot of information on that, though.
Yeah, certainly. A ref bumped into her and she had a concussion and they took her off for a little while.
We all agree it's a little hazy, though, right?
I mean, us too, we can agree because I don't, like I said, I don't have much information on that.
It's a little hazy. But she seems back now.
Yeah, she's back now.
And is that going to be the build? I'm guessing that was the beginning of the build to SummerSlam.
I mean, one-on-one, I think people want it. Isn't that what you said, though, that you would have happen? Like, have her build up slowly towards SummerSlam and then something big happen at that point?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and my guess is that's what we're going to get. But I suppose we'll see. By the way, Charlotte's still great. I think everything Charlotte does is good right now. I want to be unequivocal about that.
Now, just Charlotte separately or Charlotte?
Don't say Dana Brooke.
Okay.
Charlotte is great. When's Flair going to pop back up? Could it be with Sasha Banks? That would be mage.
Oh, you think? You think that's what's going to happen?
No.
He's going to pop up with one of her enemies? And then
I assumed at the time it was what was going to happen. What, he's just going to go away? Seems weird.
I mean,
he's just like, bye.
It does, but people have been written off. At least he got written off. Actually, let's say that. Because I was going to say people have been written off in more weird fashion than Flair. At least they tried to make some sense of it. But you know what? They keep mentioning him too, which makes me feel like he is going to pop up now that you say that.
All right, here's my question I have for you. Are you ready?
I am.
Answer me honestly, and I say this knowing that you, like everyone else, and I am too, is the world's biggest mark for Sasha.
Okay.
When Sasha appeared yesterday and was like, "Hi, I'm here," you don't think that when she strolls in there, adorable thing that she is, she looks a little minuscule next to Charlotte?
Well, everyone looks small next to Charlotte. Charlotte's probably a little bit, just a little shorter than me, and I'm 6'3". So everybody.
I just think it needs to be treated as such. Like her, Sasha has no intimidation when it comes to Charlotte, and she should.
Yeah.
I just don't think they treat it like that. Like Charlotte retreated. She instantly gave her a back cracker. What is it called?
A bank statement.
A bank statement. And then Charlotte ran off. And I'm like, no. If you're being realistic about this, Sasha's a little bit more of a Daniel Bryan than anything else. She's small and she should be treated like that. Cause otherwise I think ultimately it's going to end up being like, really? She's adorable. She's 5'2", 125 pounds or something like that.
I agree with you as far as that. I feel like, and I've said this before too, Charlotte is so much more physically imposing than the rest of the girls that she shouldn't be bumping around for them and like having them drag her around the ring and doing all that. I mean, it's great that she can do it.
No, you're right. Because
you want that in her skill set, but she shouldn't be.
No, you should be trying to chop her down.
Yeah.
Like she's huge and you're kicking at her and you're doing everything to get her down. She's much bigger.
And she should be physically dominating these girls. Women. These women.
Exactly. What else from the actual pay-per-view do we not talk about yet that you think is of critical importance or worthy of time on the 48th most popular sports and recreation podcast?
We didn't mention the tag team match at all.
No, I was wrong about that.
We both were.
Thought it was the end. We both thought it was the end of the line.
Yeah, we both were.
And they decided to keep things going with the new. I enjoyed the match though quite a bit.
Did you? I mean, I did, but I feel like the ref was messing up my enjoyment of the match.
You mean that one horrible count?
Yeah.
That looked like they got it wrong and it was a 3 count?
Yeah. But I mean, somebody showed me a video, like there's a video of it from a different angle, and you can see the ref did only count 2, but still, like that was quite repug. And I feel like towards the end, he lost track of who exactly the legal man was. And Aiden English ended up taking the pin, even though he was tagged out long before that. And you had some issues with the timing as far as Luke Gallows and Big Cass towards the end when Anderson was on Big E's shoulders. Just like, why not save your partner? What are you waiting around for? But, you know, timing issues aside, it was a good match. But that stuff really got in the way of my enjoyment
match. What would you do to this referee?
I will get rid of him.
Hack him.
Yeah,
done.
He's gone. At least send him down to the performance center. I don't want to fire him. Like you said, I don't want to mess up anybody's pockets. But
send him to the performance
bust
center.
Bust him down.
I'm putting that work.
Let him get it right, and then he can come back up. Because he was the same referee in the women's tag match, and that had some issues too.
That's right. What was the issue, though? I did watch that match.
It was just a lot of issues with the spots and like the timing was off. And I blame the ref.
You're blaming the referee. Yeah. Not the fact that Dana Brooke was involved in this match. You can't blame her for everything.
No, I'm blaming the ref.
Okay. I did like that moment for Becky, though. I thought instantly the second Natty turned on Becky, I cared more about Becky. And I liked the storyline of everyone turns on Becky.
Yeah, I felt bad for her one day.
See?
When they pointed that out.
Well, that makes now we're getting somewhere. Give me a reason to really care.
Because then who can she trust though now?
Nobody but herself. Probably eventually leads to her becoming a heel because she can't trust anyone.
Are we interested in heel Becky?
I would be. I never think she's been that over as a babyface, to be honest with you. I just stuck out my arms like I was on the Titanic, which is what she does.
Man.
I don't know.
I don't know if heel Becky is the solution.
No, not right now. Not right now. No. She should be a babyface right now. She is the world against her. She's definitely a babyface. I just mean over time, I could see it going that way. If they even make time for all these people, because now Paige is back. So
yeah, they got Paige back. They got Sasha back. Naomi's waiting in the wings somewhere.
Really? Nikki what Bella's, wing is that?
Nikki Bella's coming back.
Hopefully, Nikki will be back. But I don't know. I have some concerns. I just don't think they're giving anybody enough time. And I don't. And that'll be the nice part, I guess, about SmackDown being re-upped a bit.
Yeah.
Is we'll with SmackDown
we'll
being
hopefully see more of the women.
With SmackDown being more meaningful again, if that's what happens in this new era, if you will.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's we'll see more of that. How do you feel about having Paige back?
I like it for the depth of the roster, and I like she's good in the ring. So I, like you said, they need more people. They need as much people. As
Are
they
you
get.
Scarred by her dating Alberto Del Rio?
Am I?
Yes.
No.
It doesn't. It doesn't affect the way you see her in the ring.
No.
You don't go. Oh, come on, Del Rio. Why did the internet go so crazy about that? You think? I mean, what is it about? When you think about it. Alberto Del Rio is a really good-looking, talented pro wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
It's not shocking that he pulled Paige. Why was the whole internet like at first like, oh, really, Del Rio? Now, granted, is it lame that she seemingly got a tattoo that says Poppy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, that part's a little nuts.
That's crazy.
But don't forget, she's 20 years old.
Yeah, she's in her 20s.
No. She's 20 years old. Look it up, stat guy Greg. I'm telling you. I would almost bet you everything. She's 20 on the dot.
She can't drink? No, don't tell me this.
Look right now. You're not upset about her sheboyging Alberto Del Rio, but you're upset she can't have an adult beverage? What does it affect you? And by the way, I've seen her have a drink. Sorry. Snitch alert. I think she's had a drink before. I can't confirm or deny it.
She's 23 years old.
So no, stop. Good. That's a lie. Where are you reading that?
August 17th, 1992, born in Norwich, United Kingdom.
That's according to Wikipedia?
According to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia's hacks. Full of hacks. I really thought she was younger. Has it been that long already? Because when she was on the roster, when she first appeared on the roster, I thought she was like 19 years old.
Well, I heard on this podcast that she was 21. So I knew once you said 20, I was like, that's not right. This
We'd said 21 here before?
Yeah.
So a couple years
like,
ago.
Like, this is conflicting reports coming
right
now.
You know what the problem is?
The
problem is I'm so old and it happens so fast that now she's 23.
I can see that, though.
Because I remember being like, she's 20 right now. Anyways, either way, she's a kid. I'm not surprised that she fell in love with Alberto Del Rio. But it is interesting to see her back now. I just don't understand the hot and cold they have with that division and who they're into and then not into. I mean, you know, in Vince McMahon's big toy chest, you know, he's not as interested in his girl toys. He's never as like committed to making them to setting a scene well. And for some reason, like their superpowers run out with him very well. When you're picturing Vince the kid playing in his toy box of all his different toys, the girls have limited time before he's like, nah, and just throws it over his head and starts looking for another one. And then everyone's going to dig around and find someone on the bottom. And he's like, oh, I have this still? Okay. That's when we'll see Naomi.
Happen with Paige?
That's when we'll see Naomi pop up. That's what happened with Paige, it looks like. I don't know. With Paige, it seemed more specific. There's some reason. I have no idea what that reason was. But again, it's going to be really interesting to see if and what, you know, I think there obviously will be a role for Nikki Bella. But what is it going to be? She put on her social media last week that her and Daniel Bryan came up with a new finish.
Daniel Bryan's been working with Nikki Bella now?
Yeah. But they worked together and she was very excited about finding a new finish. So who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what we'll see? I'm telling you.
I'm excited about that.
I hope the crowd, I hope the Marks. Do you think it'll be time yet that the ironic Mark fans will appreciate Nikki when she comes back? Do you think enough time is separated? Because we all know she got good by the end. But a lot of Marks couldn't admit it. Because the smarky Marks weren't going to admit that Nikki had gotten good. So the question is, do you think now that time has passed?
No, nope, I think it'll have had the opposite effect.
Like they're going to boo her even more.
She'll come back and they'll be like, oh, what is this? Like, it was just.
You weren't on NXT.
She's stinking up the place again.
You're not on the pretend minor leagues.
This is a new era. What is she doing here?
When are people going to start accepting also that NXT isn't really the minor leagues that it was once purported to be? It's really just the third brand of WWE now.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a mistake on their part, though. Like,
To allow it to become that.
Yes.
Now, there's conversation that it's literally going to become just that. That's what the end was, right?
Yeah, but I think that was a mistake.
It's going to be ECW or Jace.
Exactly.
Before you know it, the main event is going to be Kevin Thorne versus Big Daddy V, and you're going to want to blow your brains out.
For the NXT championship.
Well, Big Daddy V, of course, it would be tough for him to compete. Kevin Thorne, also, I mean, not as tough as Big Daddy V, but still unlikely nonetheless. Monsters Mash Battle Royale!
You made a good point, though, like, couple of weeks ago, they can't do that, and that's why NXT can't be allowed to be the third brand, because it's already not equal to SmackDown and Raw, because it's not on USA, it's on right. The WWE Network, so already it's not on equal footing. And if it's not, then they might as well just be okay with the fact that this is the minors and this is developmental, and maybe they have some veterans who are there who eventually want to be on the main roster, but it's okay that there might not be a place for them yet, or that they have to stop down there and get used to the WWE style or whatever. Like, I don't know. I think they got overly ambitious with NXT, and, you know, it's okay to be who you are and still play that lane and play that role, but I think with them saying that NXT is now the third brand and putting them in that conversation with SmackDown and Raw is a mistake.
I think there's not a sane person on earth who wouldn't think that was a mistake. You need to keep it what it is, and that is still, now it's going to create challenges. I mean, listen, this roster at one point, the NXT roster, had Dana Brooke and Samoa Joe on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it has everything, right? And everything in the middle. And other people I've never heard of. And Finn Balor, right? And like, it's up and down the board that this is what happens. Now, that also leads me to getting to another outside the ring story, because today's been a bit of a mess, though I'm enjoying it quite a bit. This rumor that they contacted 40 plus older talents. I contacted some of those talent and was not able to confirm that was true at all. Some of the names being thrown out there.
Wasn't Jeff Hardy one of the names?
Yes, I did not talk to Jeff Hardy. Though I would be excited to see Jeff Hardy come back. Wouldn't you?
I don't know. I was never into Jeff Hardy.
Never? Not even late title run, Jeff Hardy?
Never into Jeff Hardy.
What, just his style?
Yeah, I didn't like...
Me neither. It's not my style, but I'd still pop if he came back.
Because it was like...
I know, never looked intimidating.
No.
You never believed he could actually beat someone up.
No.
So when he was throwing punches at people, I was like, what are you doing? Why are you slapping them?
Exactly.
What about Matt Hardy?
I like Matt Hardy better than Jeff.
Because you believed it a little bit.
Yeah. And Matt Hardy, I feel like he had that, like, a little bit more of a technical ability than Jeff. And because, like, Jeff, to me, just...
was a backyard wrestler.
Exactly. He just jumped around, and he was high energy. But it's like, okay, are you going to ever do something with that energy? Like, it's not enough that you... try to be acrobatic when I see more acrobatic.
What
wrestlers.
About, would you like Matt Hardy, or do you like Matt Hardy Vision 1.0?
Oh, I like Matt Hardy Vision 1.0, of course.
Okay. I would still pop to see either of them come back. Certainly both of them coming back.
Not this Matt Hardy with like Cesaro Rollins Hardy though. Like,
I haven't looked
yet. Did
you
see the pictures of him with like the streak in his hair and like.
Is it really weird?
Yeah, it is. It's,
ever it's, since Goldstein talked about it, I did want to go back and see some of the highlights between. You did it?
No, don't do it. Yeah, don't do it. Like the same week he talked about it, they had a segment on TNA that was just do it. Do the
repug.
It was
the only thing is repug is what you're talking about is how you said repug.
It was worse than that. It was worse than that.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
You tried to watch it?
I watched the segment on the very next episode and I was just like Goldstein.
So Goldstein hooked you in. And then it wasn't good. Oh, yeah. At Ange Gold. Everyone yelled at him for doing such a thing.
No, they did. It was bad. They did. And I watched him defend himself.
Oh, wait. You saw people adding him saying this is bad?
Yeah. They were right, though. Like, this clip was just awful.
He got my hopes up of, like, you got to see Matt versus Jeff.
Yeah.
Not so much. So, yeah. Do we think they contacted Kurt Angle?
I would hope they contacted Kurt Angle.
It'd be amazing. Maybe they'll contact Mark Henry. They should reach out to him.
I would hope they contact Mark Henry.
Do you think Mark Henry will be part of the draft?
I think he should. But, I mean, will they draft him just to continue down this same path of not using him properly?
Have to think this is the last year, right? This is the worst year so far.
Yeah.
He's barely wrestled in 2016. Barely.
Because, like, I mean,
at Mania, he had a couple eliminations and we got excited.
Yep, I was going to say, I saw him WrestleMania weekend. I don't know if I saw him on TV after that, though.
Has he popped? Nah, he's popped up and jobbed somewhere else. To someone. Didn't he job to Finn right after WrestleMania? Not Finn, sorry. The guy who gravity defied?
Oh, Neville. No, Neville was injured.
Sometime, he when did he job to Neville, though? He jobbed to Neville at some point.
Neville. The man who gravity forgot.
Right, defied, forgot, whatever. Him and gravity have a weird relationship. Something happened. But he at some point, he did job to Neville. That is a real, actual thing that happened.
That is.
I remember it. I remember it officially. Confirmed. Okay, Monday Night Raw. I cannot forget. We nailed it. Johnny Ace comes back. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. My name is John Laurinaitis. I am responsible for some of the most unmemorable years of Raw that you've ever seen. That was a funny segment, though. I didn't mind that. It was quick.
But,
he got chased off. It was over. I like that he ran back and said, people power, and then ran off. That didn't make me laugh. I mean, listen, I'm sorry. I know, Greg, we already know, the listeners of Cheap Heat, and we know because I'm the same way, we know that you defend and support all things black. But I will say I thought the Laurinaitis segment was less painful than the Teddy segment. Now, overall, I like Teddy as a character better than Laurinaitis.
That is racist.
But it was quicker. It was over quicker. The Teddy thing, they kept stretching out, and he would, like, come back and do his shuffle dance, and I just be like, oh, come on.
That's true. Teddy did get a lot more screen time than Johnny Ace.
Johnny was what? It was 5 minutes and over.
Yeah, that was done. Maybe they learned a lesson from the Teddy segment, though.
Maybe. And, like, and by the way, I think we all know.
Keep stretching this out.
We all know none of this is going to lead to any. The good thing is it's not going to be any of those people. Right?
Does that mean it will be somebody like a Kurt Angle or somebody that we actually want to see?
I think the tease of using all these people they know we don't want to see, or is it going to be Vicky? And would people pop for Vicky?
I would. I think people would be interested in Vicky.
But can it be the exact same thing? I don't think it can just be, excuse me. That's not enough. I don't think bringing her back for just that is worth it. It would have to be like she's babyface somehow. Something's different. You know what I mean? I just can't see that I pop for excuse me. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I do as well.
It's funny.
Will the people get behind the babyface Vicky though? Or will they care? Like,
I don't know. Because imagine excuse me working as a babyface then.
But can it though? Can the babyface?
I know by GM nature is it having work? This really annoying screaming excuse me?
Yeah.
Going to be a babyface thing. It's hard to imagine.
If it's somebody that we see week to week, They gotta go heel. A babyface can only just pop up like in the event of some type of injustice or something they need to correct.
I agree.
Otherwise.
Well, you know how I feel about that. I agree with you. I don't think it makes sense. Like, even that's why this whole Stephanie and Shane both being there as babyface authority figures, I find stupid. So I don't know. Now, a lot of people are asking, Greg, are we going to have a mock draft? Now, I am all about us doing a mock draft. And I think we could set the date right now. And I say we set that date at Thursday. Live SmackDown will be Tuesday, July 19th. Is that correct?
Yes.
That is the first live SmackDown. Wow, my calendar says Bieber. Oh, I guess he has a concert here that day.
Are you going to the concert?
I guess if it's on my calendar, so I don't think it's an interview. Unless they added him as an interview, but I don't think so. My wife wanted to see Bieber this year, I admit it. I got to admit, I loved his new album. I kind of want to see it myself. Okay, so maybe the week before.
Okay.
That Wednesday or whatever that is, that's what we'll do.
Done. What is the date on that? That's July 13th?
Well, it's because it's Tuesday the 12th, Wednesday the 13th, we would have that.
So one of those days, either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right, then we'll do that. All right, so mark it down, July 13th, that week. We will do. Should we do 2 weeks before to add conversation, like the July 4th week? What do you think? 6th or 13th?
I think the 13th is good.
The week before.
Yeah.
All right. So the July 13th week, I leave it to Stack Eye Greg. We will have our mock draft. Although I have to add the caveat of what the hell is the point of a mock draft in a thing that's not really based on anything that you can tangibly say. Like, it's an impossible thing to guess. So it's literally going to be so wrong. Of all the things that we predict, this will be the most wrong, I'm guessing. But it'll be amusing nonetheless. And people keep asking about it at Rosenberg Radio, at Stat Guy Greg. Also, I put up a new Cheap Heat design on my Instagram, Rosenberg Radio. We're working on these new shirt designs. So I'm just putting out some feelers and seeing what people say. Greg, do you have any stats for us on this?
Believe it or not, I actually do have some stats.
Okay, here we go. Stats from Stat Guy Greg.
Return of the Stat Guy. So we talked about Paige.
Return of the Stat.
I like that.
It is.
Return of the Stat once again.
Jump up the flow.
So we mentioned Paige. And,
Come on. Well, he's back up with the stats.
Once again.
And he's here with the stats.
Little more.
They call him Stat Guy, Greg.
You
and
know.
And you know he's got the stats. The whole show was worth it today. It's all worth it now.
So, yes, Alberto Del Rio
okay.
is 39 years old. I want to throw that in there just because we mentioned
Paige's age
of
23.
So that might be a little bit of why the internet was hating on that is the age difference. Sasha Banks suffered a concussion on May 15th when a referee kneed her in the head.
So they say. All right.
She's back now. Mark Henry lost to Neville. This is how sparingly they use him. This memory that's so fresh in your mind was on November 23rd, 2015.
Oh my. Okay.
That's how long ago that was. And we mentioned Rusev and Cena earlier in the show.
Oh, yes, their series.
Yes, Rusev defeated Cena at Fastlane 2015 to retain the U.S. Championship, then went on to WrestleMania 31, where he lost the title to Cena. He lost the rematch to Cena at Extreme Rules, and then went again against Cena, and he lost that match at Payback 2015.
So he only won one of the four against Cena?
Yep.
Wow, so that was, I guess, just before Cena started losing all the time.
1-3 against John Cena.
Wow.
For the United States Championship.
Hey, Greg, it's been a real pleasure seeing you this week.
Always happy to be here.
Sorry it's a slightly abbreviated episode. It's a crazy week. You can reach us at Rosenberg Radio, at Stat Guy Greg. Anything else?
Stay mage.